Yo, what's up, y'all? I guess there's no guest today. I'm solo. I'm gonna turn off the television real quick. And I've been taking a break from the Gnarly Munchies recently. This will be episode 80. It's gonna be a very short one. It's a lot going on right now when it comes to the Gnarly Munchies itself. I have some really exciting guests coming up. But I want to save that to the following year and start the new year off right. Look forward to seeing more legends, Hall of Fame skateboarders, and more professional skateboarders on the podcast. Also, some local dudes, man. I always like to cover the local guys because that's very important. You got to focus on that local community because it helps the sport grow within the area that you're in. And it also inspires others to want to do it too. So, like, yeah, more power to the guys that's doing local things like Flow Skate. Who else? You have Ghost Skate when they do put on events. And then you also have the social push that's happening every Tuesday, I believe, at 7 o'clock. And you got those guys that are doing local community things. I've had them on the podcast a couple of times. I'm waiting to get Flow Skate. I had a couple of probably one member on, Xavier, and I want to get the others too. Yeah, that's enough with the Gnarly Munchies update. I'll see you in January. But yeah, this is actually a podcast. I want to give a little bit of my thoughts and just like my perspective on the industry itself. Like, I mean, this year has been really exciting, I can't lie. I got to meet and talk to some amazing people. John O'Malley is one of them. Like, that dude taught me how to fucking paddleboard, and he's gonna teach me how to surf. I need to become a better swimmer. That's actually a thing. Like, I know how to swim, it's just I need to become better at it before I get out there in the ocean and actually, like, fight with the ocean, because that's a whole different ball game. You know what I'm saying? Like, that ocean ain't no joke. Like, you ever been out there in a fucking heavy current or like strong waves, bro? Like, that shit can take you, and it's not a game. That was real. Some great episodes that I had, like, great moments. We did, if you guys missed it, we did Style Sessions. We brought back Style Sessions, which was originally on Uncle Funky's event. And I was watching some of the old videos and things that they did back then and how different it is to comparatively to today's downhill skateboarding, well, downhill free ride. It's so different. It's kind of wild seeing it. And, that turnout was extremely huge. I wasn't expecting it. And then we got shut down by the parks department. That was fantastic. The motherfuckers are salty as fuck. I ain't really care. I was just like, yo, this is insulting to people's character because we're all here having a positive time, having a good time. There's no safety issues. Like, everybody had a helmet. We literally did everything according to code, but the issue was is we don't have permits. And you know how these motherfucking politicians, they got to get paid for their shit. Like, yo, we want to get money for the streets. Like, nah, son. We also cleaned up after ourselves. So, like, there was no reason to hire anybody. And we had our first aid kits and everything on deck. Like, a lot of us know our shit. There's, like, different aspects of life and skateboarding. And if there was an injury, we knew where we had what we had to do and where we had to go and how to be responsible. That's the thing. It's like how to take accountability and be responsible. You don't, like, I truly and honestly feel like this city scams us and limits events from happening. Like, you have a right to peaceful assembly, but you also need a permit to assemble. Which is kind of, I'm not a lawyer, but from my limited legal knowledge, that sounds like a total contradiction to the Constitution. Like, it doesn't make sense. But, I'm not here to argue that whole aspects of things. I watched skateboarding going to the Olympics, and there was a lot of issues involved in the Olympics, and that needs to be addressed. So that future episode is coming soon. I might sit down with Heidi Lemon again and talk about that and get dirt and like dig a little bit deeper into the ongoing saga that is USA skateboarding. Did any of you guys see what happened in what's that country? It was in South America where they shut down the races. If you read that article, it was a lot of conflicting opinions. Like there was over 200 races there, and not everybody was consulted to shut down the race. But in terms of safety and protocol, like, these guys kind of fucked up with that, and there's no excuse for lack of safety and lack of control. There's never any excuse for that, especially for a sanctioned event, especially for a permanent event and something that big at like Teutonia. Like, it should be that one of those, that type of race should be like clockwork. Like, you have that shit down, you have the shit like focused, and there shouldn't be that many errors and that many lapses of judgment where it caused risk and harm to other people. I'm also gonna go a little bit into like the past shit. Like, so, like, you know how like what's done in the dark comes to the light, and that old saying, and we talk about it a lot, like growing, like with issues, people talk about that shit a lot with issues. It's like, oh, whatever you do in the dark is gonna be done something in the light, blah, 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 and all that shit. So from what I found out, like, a lot of skaters that you don't see anymore, like, they still skate. Like, these guys are still shredding, and the misconception is like, oh, you guys don't skate no more, that's why you don't see videos. No. Let's just put it like this. There's a toxic presence within this community that has alienated the very, like, how I'm gonna put this shit? It's pretty much alienated the people that are very talented, that are extremely talented, so you don't get to see them anymore. And then you have a showcase of people with talent that is limited and showcases more danger than it does the actual skill level of the riders. Like, I'll name one person that most of y'all probably don't know, my homie Omar. If you know his Instagram handle, if it's still Screaming Triceratops, that dude's a fantastic skater, and he doesn't get showcased as much. And the fact that he doesn't get showcased as much is crazy. And then with my boy Lloyd, him dropping off the scene completely, like, he was one of Boston's best skaters. And I was just like, why the fuck is they not pushing this dude like that? And they were showcasing people that I was like, yo, son, this person shouldn't even be on here. Like, they shouldn't even be on this shit. Like, they're not even that good. Like, and they shouldn't even, like, it was based off of Instagram likes and follows. And it was just like, yo, these persons are pushing gimmicks, bro. Like, they're pushing gimmicks. They're not really real skaters. You're going to see them fall off the scene years later or fucking months later. Like, that type of shit fucking was upsetting. It's like, the dudes that are actually on the ground, putting in work, like, doing the damn thing, is getting insulted and being alienated. And it's not cool. It's not cool. And I don't think it should continue on like this. It shouldn't at all. But it's not in my control, and it's not in my power. That's a whole industry thing, and it has to do with the companies actually knowing what's going on in each and every individual community. But that's really hard to do without having the core skate shop. We have Uncle Funky's. There's plenty of core skate shops, but there was used to be the Longboard Loft, which is now gone. Which was gone for years. I can't even say it's now gone, but it's been gone for years. And that was kind of like a central hub where people would meet up and link and get to know each other. And you would know, like, the very best of the community. It was like, oh, this guy's fucking nice as fuck on a skateboard. Like, let me learn something from him. Let me educate myself on who this person is.
And that's actually how I got introduced to a lot of people. And that's how I actually improved my skill level, was that. And which a lot of you guys know, I don't just push around. I actually do downhill skateboarding. Like, and I do downhill with Pino and by myself. Honestly, like, I don't really skate with that many people because, like, for me, downhill requires a lot of trust. And when it comes to that trust, it's just, I don't have a lot of it for people anymore. Like, I have my teammates with Stem Trucks. Like, yeah, I trust those dudes. Like, I've been downhill with them plenty of times. Like, we've done pack runs together. Like, I don't have the same vibes that I had back in the day, where we used to do runs and we used to rip, like all of us would rip, and it would be kind of a thing, like a weekly thing. We was getting noticed. I had a 50% off day with Loaded. I was getting free products thrown at me. Like, shit was wild at that time, because we all thought, like, oh, we're going to get sponsored eventually. And I got a sponsor, but I chose that sponsor. It was a black-owned company, The Strap, which is now returning. They have a new product coming out soon. Like, shout-outs to the fucking Strap. Like, forever. Like, this is my squad. Forever the team that I will be a part of. Always support. Like, go cop yourself a Strap. It's very useful. Like, it'll help you be hands-free, use your phone, smoke your joint, eat your food, all that shit. Like, if you really know, and you know, like, it's not some useless product. It's actually it's a very useful tool, and it can be used for anything, honestly. Anything that you're willing to carry and that can be hooked on to something, you can have your hands free. What I would like to see is more diversity too. Like, I would love to see more diversity within the industry, not just this like cookie cutter bullshit, like actual, like, people, like real human beings who are not being fake, but genuine actual skaters who aren't creating content for like some fucking mass production or it's just been cheesy noticing, like, a lot of this content and a lot of the shit that comes out is just bland and watered down and like fake. Like, people aren't being real and not being their genuine self. It's scripted, and I'm just, as a person, I'm just not used to seeing unscripted shit in real life. Scripted shit in real life. Like, I don't really approve of this shit. I try to be genuine to everybody. Only time I really be fake is if it's a dangerous situation or somebody's attempting to be harmful to themselves or others. It's when I have to be like turn on a character. And that's a valid reason to turn on a character. But, like, to have that character on all the time, constantly, it gets weird. It gets really weird. And I'm not for it. I just can't deal with that shit. I guess the last thing I'm going to note is the whole diversity thing. Is I would love to see more diversity within the downhill community. Like, there's a lot of black downhill skateboarders, but they don't get showcased. And I'm not talking about the black downhill skateboarders that hang with a bunch of white boys. I'm talking about the guys who are, like, actually, like, is a bunch of black guys skating together. Because we were part of that trend. There was me, Michael, Mav, Kwesi, myself, Shaka. It was quite a few of us. And we all should, like, honestly, we all should have been sponsored by some type of company, but I guess things didn't go the way it was. Like, even having the deals and all this other shit, like, we never really got picked up by anybody. We never got the opportunity to really travel and explore our skills and talent. Like, I've run into Mav on like a pretty often now, because he works in the same area I work. So I see him once in a blue moon. I've been trying to convince him to get back on a fucking downhill board, so he's just a street skater. That's a dude that should have been sponsored. Like, we was fucking ripping together. We was doing the damn thing. Like, he was a really good skater. Like, everybody I skated with was a really good fucking skater. It wasn't no bullshit. Like, we all really good. And then somewhere along the line, there was this that busting team formed, and all the dudes that were fucking extremely talented just said, nah, this ain't it. That's what it really looked at like to me. Is like, we start to see people come on and was like, yo, how the fuck this person on, bro? Like, how is this person on and then you not on? That don't make no sense. And it was mind-boggling. I guess I might be the one actually bringing this shit to the forefront, but I've had these conversations in private with people, and it's just like, yo, what the fuck? And that's the whole state of mind. It's like, what the fuck? Like, how is that even possible? Like, shit like that. And it also is the fact that a lot of you dudes that did get on alienated some people. Like, you violated some people, like, for the clout chasers, to the people who are fake as fuck. Like, there's dudes that should be on. Like, Pino is another person that should be on, man. He should be fucking, like, out there. He should be traveling. He should be skating. He should be honing his skills. Omar, fucking Lake, like, there's numerous names I can name right now that should be out there. Fucking Sean Christensen, Sam Mashburn, fucking, oh god, dude, it's really hard to come up. David Mattson, because the shit that he does with his local community is wild, bro. You guys even understand he's building a DYI in a town, like, for kids, and it blows my mind that's not in the forefront of the skate community. That, like, shit like that is not out there, and dudes like that aren't sponsored, aren't picked up. There are really great skaters that put out content constantly put in work in the community, and they just get ignored for, I don't know, an image. But I guess image does sell, and there's nothing you could do about that because you're trying to sell a product. But what's the best way to sell a product? By interacting with the people. The best way, I think, to sell a product is the interactions we get with the individual people that you meet on the street, because if they like what they see and they like you, they're going to buy it. That I know, that I experienced on a daily basis, is watching people go in and out of shops, going to different places. Oh, I only come back here because it's this, that, and the third. Their interaction is great. This is great. That is great. That's why people come out. So we have all these big box names, all these non-face companies that I feel exploit people and use those clout chasers to sell their brand. And then once the clout chasers get onto something that's actually bigger and better than the skateboard shit, they leave that skateboard alone because it got them where they wanted to be. It got them in a position where they wanted to be because they're a pretty face. It's a lot of dudes. It's a lot of dudes like that. I would like to see my boy Ricky come back, because that was a crazy shift. Like, how y'all gonna drop Ricky? Of all people, Ricky should have never got dropped. It's another talented skater. Like Lloyd, Ricky, Omar. There's a lot of dudes that should be fucking, like, shifted into the paradigm. Shifted into, like, the mainstream. Like, that, because they're not cookie cutter. They're not the image that most of us are used to seeing within the community. Like, this soy boy shit. And I say soy boy in all due disrespect. Like, you're soft. Like, I'm... Like, we can't... Like, this society is soft as is, and it needs to build a backbone. But we also have to show respect for people. And what I've noticed is the people that should be getting respect aren't getting the respect they deserve. I guess that's the end of that. I hope you guys have a great day. Good morning, motherfuckers, because it's morning for me. I'm going to head to work. This has been a 20-minute little thing. Yo, I hope you enjoyed the Gnarly Munchies. I do this with love because I love skateboarding, and I love getting it out there, and I love documenting shit, and I love journalism, and I just combined it, the things I love, and wanted to make something greater than just me putting out a skateboard video. Like, I wanted to have a stronger impact on the community and showcase the people that I feel personally should be recognized and should be out there in the mainstream industry and not just sat on a back burner or occasionally pop up in somebody's video because they're in the area. It's time to get to the nitty gritty and start putting out people that are actually talented as fuck. I want to see more dudes in urban areas doing downhill. More diversity, bro. More real human beings. Not an image, not a character. And yeah, y'all really need, and also you need to do a background check on some of these racist ass skaters, because a lot of these guys are fucking racist. Just pay attention to the states they come from. Pay attention to their politics. Pay attention to how they vocalize their opinions when you bring up diversity within the skateboard community. Within the longboard community. Not skateboard community. Because skateboarding is very diverse. The longboard community is not as diverse as we should, as it should be seen. And should be showcased. Because when you go out there in the street, there's a huge diversity of people out there that are skating and that are interested in skating. In my community alone, my influence has influenced other people to get into skateboarding. Not only that, my influence has gotten non-skaters to actually pay attention to skate content, to the downhill skaters. I get, my fucking dad sent me a Chase Hiller video. Out the fucking place. He doesn't skate. He doesn't watch skateboarding. He's like, yo, I just seen this shit popped up on my feed. Who the fuck is this dude? I'm like, oh, that's Chase. He's like, oh, that dude's crazy. I'm like, yeah. He's a really great skater. Like, it's that type of interaction when we're getting people who are not skateboarders, not about this cult, not really all about the culture, but they're interested in seeing skateboarding because they're interested in seeing skateboarding because they're amazed by the level of difficulty and bravery that these people are doing. It's, at the end of the day, it's like, yo, how long is this gonna be till I see a Leandra video on Bustin? Or a Omar video. Like, I just, a fully focused Omar video with Bustin. Or a fully focused Pino video on Prism. Because I, or any of that. Because, like, we understand that you have, like, there's people out here that have the power to showcase more talented people instead of this cookie cutter bullshit, this limited talented bullshit. And I say limited talented bullshit, which promotes these clout chasing motherfuckers who don't really have a pure passion for the sport, don't have a real pure passion for the culture. They're in it for the totally wrong reasons. And again, I'm going to end it right here, man, because I guess I had to get that off my chest, because I've been thinking about that a lot and I've been talking to a lot of people, and it seems to be the common denomination that, yo, like, what the fuck, bro? Like, this motherfucker's on, but I'm not. Like, I'm better than this person as a skater. Like, what the fuck is this bullshit? And he's like, We gotta do better, man. Like, as an industry, like, and being able to showcase really talented skaters and people that are actually part of the community, who actually do things within the community, it puts things in a different perspective. And you look at the industry and look at the community side in two different aspects, and you say, this shit is not right, and this shit needs to change. You guys have a great day. Hope everything still stays airy and everything's all beautiful. I'm going to go to work and enjoy this shit. Peace, love, and much happiness. I'm out.